The following is a KSEO commentary. Here is Kay Swirling.
Despite 8 years of embarrassment and shame from the Clintons, they have the gall to want to be in charge for another 8 years. It would be a nightmare to have Hillary and Bill in the White House again. A few following reasons, with the help of one Roy Lovett to jolt my memory and my own strong opinions, let's call it Hillary hopes you have forgotten. Have you? Hillary Clinton has been telling America that she is the most qualified candidate for president based on her record, which she says includes her 8 years in the White House as First Lady or co-president. Whoever voted her in as co-president, and her 7 years in the Senate also. Here's a reminder of what that record includes. As First Lady, she made herself in charge of health care reform. That cost the taxpayers over $13 million. But it was opposed. She couldn't even get it to a vote in Congress controlled by her own party. And in the next election, her party lost control of both the House and the Senate. Hillary assumed authority over selecting a female attorney general. And whom did she choose? Janet Reno, who has since been described by Bill himself as my worst mistake. Hillary recommended her former law partners, Webb Hummel, Vince Foster, and William Kennedy, for positions in the Justice Department, White House staff, and the Treasury, respectively. Hummel was later imprisoned, Foster committed suicide, and Kennedy was forced to resign. She also urged her husband not to settle with Paula Jones's lawsuit. Countless women accused Bill Clinton of rape, and it was Hillary who threatened these same women to shut up or else. You want her to be president? And where is her self-respect? She refused to release the Whitewater documents, which led to the appointment of Ken Starr as prosecutor. After $80 million of taxpayer money was spent, Starr's investigation led to Monica Lewinsky, which led to Bill lying about and later admitting his affair. Then they had to settle with Paula Jones after all. And Bill lost his law license for lying to the grand jury and was impeached by the House. And Hillary almost got herself indicted for perjury and obstruction of justice when she repeated under oath, "I do not recall, I have no recollection, and I don't know," 56 times. And you really want that disgusting person as your president? Hillary wrote, "It takes a village," demonstrating her socialist viewpoint. When Hillary left the White House, she later had to return White House furniture, china, and artwork, which she had stolen. No remorse, no apology, no shame. And you want this role model to lead our country? As president, Bill further protected her by asking the National Archives to withhold from the public until 2012 records of their time in the White House. There are ongoing lawsuits to force the release of those records, and that law of withholding public information should be outlawed. As the junior senator of New York, where she never was a resident, Hillary has passed no major legislation. Her one notable vote was supporting the plan to invade Iraq. She has since disavowed it. Quite a resume, don't you think? Sounds more like an organized crime family instead of two pathetic wannabes who yearned for another 8 years to rule our country. Talk about raw arrogance. With my apologies to the many good people living in mobile homes, Hillary and Bill are trailer trash. Last evening I saw a rerun of a movie called Man of the Hour, or was it Man of the Year? It concluded with a very timely remark, quote, "Diapers and politicians should be changed often and for the same reason," unquote. For KSEO and KOMY, this is Kay Swirling.